Good day, mate. Respect. Yesterday, we cast off from Tortola and launched a grand invasion of Norman Island, just a swift breeze away across the turquoise waves. The crew split into two daring forces, each with a target ripe for the taking. The 1st Battalion boarded the legendary Willie T, a notorious floating bar and grill anchored proudly in the bight of Norman Island. A haven for scallywags and salt-soaked seafarers, the Willie T don't disappoint. Some of the crew were diving off the deck like dolphins on rum, while others tucked into their signature honey-stung chicken, mouths full of spice and glory. And aye, they pour their own pirate's rum, strong enough to put wind in your sails and a fire in your belly, what say? What more could a sea rover want? Meanwhile, the second wave stormed the sands of Pirate's Bight, a fine beachfront outpost open to all manner of rogues. With its laid-back charm and mouth-watering Caribbean fare, it's the kind of place where pirates can eat with one hand and plan their next plunder with the other. Back on Tortola, our English-born mates found a warm welcome at Puss's Outpost, the island's nod to a proper English pub. Complete with darkwood beams, trophy-laden walls, Victorian chandeliers, and vintage sea dog portraits. The crew hoisted mugs of the legendary Puss's Painkiller, a concoction stronger than the swill they're used to on ship, and distilled right on site. No less. As for Blackbeard, he ventured to the hallowed grounds of Callwood Rum Distillery, a sacred site older than even his own beard. The Callwood clan's been distilling pure cane rum the old way, boiling juice in a 200-year-old copper cauldron. While it ain't a bar, ye can pay with coin or card and haul away bottles of the good stuff, fit for a captain's chest. Now, if ye ask where I found me peace, it was at Nicole's Beach Bar, toes in the sand, a breeze in me locks, and a cool drink in hand. Nothing fancy, just bliss, and a view worth more than silver. But I ask you this, crew, where were Blackbeard's loyal subscribers? Don't tell me ye haven't started sharing the spoils yet. Ye can earn your way aboard the next voyage with the referral system, not just with friends and family, but with any fine folk willing to click your link or scan your QR code. Earn $5 a head for every new soul ye send sailing with us. But I digress, chasing the Kraken again, as the good captain says. So batten down your ears and brace your hearts, for now comes the man, the myth, the living legend of the sea, Blackbeard himself.
Ahoy there, ye scurvy landlubbers and seasoned sea dogs alike. Ye be tuned to the Pirates Code podcast, where the old ways of salt and sail meet the new horizons of gold and glory. I be known across the seven seas as Blackbeard, speaking to ye from the deck of me own fair lady, the Queen Anne's Revenge. Anchored in 15 fathom O'Soundings at Road Harbor, Tortola, in the bright blue bosom of the British Virgin Isles. The sun be burning low abaft the mast, casting fire across the water like a sea of molten treasure. A squall of gulls circles overhead, and the sweet scent of salt and tar fills the air. The Jolly Roger flutters proudly from the mainmast, a warning and a welcome both to those who dare listen. So, batten down your hatches and bamboozle not yourselves. For today, we set our course toward the teachings of a modern merchant of fortune, a sharp-tongued shipmate by the name of Gary Vaynerchuk, known to the landsmen as Gary V. Prepare to embark on a voyage through the treacherous waters of building a business, branding your good name, and claiming the treasures of today's market without getting sent to Davy Jones's locker. Avast! Grab your cutlasses of curiosity and hoist the sails of ambition, for a new adventure be upon us, and it promises rich booty for those with the heart to seize it. Ah, now that we be gathered round the treasure chest, let us lay our eyes upon the first glittering jewel of Gary V's teachings. First treasure, be practical about your doubloons. Start with what ye have in your locker. He speaks plain and true. Don't be fancy before you be proven. Spend only what you must, and guard your coins like a dragon guards its hoard. Don't wait for perfect charts or grand ships. Use the rowboat you've got. Gary V says to start with what ye have, not what ye wish ye had. Blackbeard agrees. Aboard me ship, 'twas the same. We'd not waste our rum rations or powder on a fancy broadside if a stern warning shot would do. A wise captain counts his coppers and makes them stretch further than a reefed topsail. Avast, ye aspiring tycoons and digital deckhands. This here advice rings truer than a ship's bell at high tide. Start small, but start smart. Too many modern folk be chasing flash over function, throwing doubloons at logos, launch parties, or shiny tools before they've earned a single piece of aid a profit. Think of your first venture like launching a dinghy, not a man o' war. If she floats and sails true, then add more sails, cannon, and gold trim. But if she sinks, better to have lost a rowboat than a full-blown galleon. In this age, a instant riches and borrowed bluster, real value is your compass. Prove yourself with action, not appearance. Let your reputation be forged like steel, tested by toil, not painted with puffery. Spend only where it matters, on tools, not trinkets, on building, not boasting. So batten down your budget, hoist up your grit, and make way slow and steady toward that horizon of ownership. One honest oar pull at a time. Use your phone, your skills, your small crew. Launch that business, post that art, sell that service. Today, not tomorrow. Second treasure, commit fully or walk the plank. Work like a deckhand, think like a captain. Gary V shouts to all willing to listen. Work your face off. If ye aren't ready to bleed and sweat for your dream, then ye best turn back now. Work ethic be the difference between wishing and winning. Blackbeard concurs. A half-hearted pirate don't last past the first broadsides. Ye must be willing to live, fight, and sometimes perish for the cause, or Davy Jones will have ye by sundown. Every man aboard, from powder monkey to quartermaster, pulls double watches if the storm's brewing. And ye modern marauders of ambition, this be a truth as ancient as the sea herself. There's no treasure without toil, no glory without grind. Work your face off! Gary V roars, and I, he speaks not just with passion, but with the fire of a captain who knows storms firsthand. In these times of instant likes and quick schemes, too many dreamers set sail, thinking the wind will do all work. But mark me words, dreams don't drift into port on fair weather alone. They're hauled in, inch by inch, through sleepless nights, calloused hands, and grit that don't wash off with a simple rinse. To truly build something grand, a business, a brand, a life worth singing songs about, ye must burn your excuses like an enemy frigate. Sacrifice your comfort, embrace the storms, and keep your eyes locked on that far-off island of success. So, grab the wheel, tighten the rigging, and bleed for your banner. Put in the hours. Wake before the rooster crows. Work while others rest. The sea favors the bold, not the idle. Third treasure, your word. Be your Jolly Roger. Protect your name like a treasure map. Gary V says, reputation is everything. Once it be tarnished, no storm nor gold can scrub it clean. Your reputation be your most precious cargo. He teaches that a good name opens more ports than any bribe. Blackbeard be of the same mind. A man's word was sacred among the brethren of the coast. Betray it, and you'd find yourself marooned quicker than a shark chases blood. Aye, this one strikes true as a cannonball through the hull. Your name be the sail that carries ye, or the anchor that sinks ye. In the old days, a pirate's word was his bond. If ye broke it, there weren't no tribunal nor second chance. Just the lonely spit of an island and the cold comfort of the gulls. For modern folk, reputation ain't just what others think. It be the currency ye trade before money ever changes hands. When folks trust ye, doors open, partnerships form. And your ship gets welcomed in every port. Betray that trust, and you'll find yourself becalmed, no matter how grand your vessel or clever your pitch. So mind every deal, every promise, and every word spoken. Let integrity be the compass that guides ye through the fog. In a world full of cheap talk and false signals, the one who stays true will always sail ahead. The wind at their back and crew at their side. Do right by your customers and always leave folk speaking well, O ye. Fourth treasure, the 79/21 rule. Stick to your bearings, but keep an eye on the horizon. Gary V's words, spend 79% of your efforts on what works, but 21% should be bet on new ventures, like ships scouting uncharted waters. His 79% and 21% rule reminds us steady sailing wins the day, but scouting new lands makes ye legends. Blackbeard gives me blessing on this also. A wise pirate keeps his fleet at anchor in safe harbors, but sends a swift sloop to seek new islands rich with untapped bounty. Now, this be a captain's counsel worth more than a chest full of doubloons. What, Gary V's, charting here is the balance between security and boldness. And by thunder, 'tis the very strategy that made the fiercest crews thrive. For today's modern folk, this means keeping the bulk of your sails, catching the wind that already moves ye, the business, craft, or trade that's bringing in the coin. That's the 79%. Steady seas, regular plunder, crew well fed. But if ye only stick to known waters, your destiny be limited to maps. Others already drew. That 21%! That's your scout ship, fast and lean, testing new currents, a fresh product line, an untapped platform, a clever bit of AI magic. Some'll lead to barren reefs. Aye. But others, hidden treasure. Keep building your main business strong, but take chances on new ideas, new tech, or new markets before others spot them. Modern seas shift fast. The wise don't gamble their whole fleet, but they always send a lookout to the crow's nest, ready to pivot when fortune calls from over the horizon. So steer steady with one hand and reach for the unknown with the other. You'll be feared and admired, just like any good pirate-turned-pioneer should be. Fifth treasure, build your own Jolly Roger, or brand as he calls it. Fly your colors proud. Mr. V says, attention is the asset. He bellows to all, build your presence like you'd build a legend. If folk don't know who ye are, they can't fear or favor ye. Gary V, be clear. Attention be the coin of the realm. Ah, now this be a truth echoing through time, like the crack of a broadside at dawn. Attention be the asset. Gary V be shouting it from the crow's nest, and I, Blackbeard, Thunderback in full agreement. Fly the Jolly Roger high and wide. Let every merchantman quake at the sight. In the days o' old, it weren't just me firelit beard or the size of me guns that made sailors tremble. It was the myth, the presence. A mere whisper that Blackbeard approached and ships surrendered afore a single shot. That, me hearties, be the power of attention turned into legend. Now for ye modern-day rogues and merchants. If no one sees your sails, no one knows to follow am or fear am. Whether ye be slinging coffee, crafts, or code, your tale must be told far and wide. Raise your colors on every mast. Social media, podcasts, newsletters, the works. You ain't shouting for vanity. You're claiming your rightful space on the digital seas. Post your story. Share your victories and defeats. Build a brand that even the coldest stranger knows and respects. Be bold, be consistent, and let them know who ye are and what treasure ye offer. For in this noisy world, the silent be forgotten, and the loud be legend. So there ye have it, me hearties, a fine haul from the treasure trove of Gary V. Whether ye sail in ships or type on tiny magic boxes with fruity names, the code remains the same. Be smart with your gold. Fight like the devil for your dreams. Honor your word. Explore new horizons. And let all men know the mark ye fly beneath the Jolly Roger. And now, me hearties, before we make for new waters, hear this. If ye found value in this treasure trove, and I know ye did, lest ye be daft, then I urge ye, upon your next step ashore, to seek out the man himself. Sail on over to Gary V's ports of call. Drop anchor at GaryVaynerchuk.com. Catch the fresh breezes o' his words on YouTube, Instagram, or the Gary V Audio Experience podcast. Spy his scrolls of wisdom on LinkedIn or Twitter. He's a shipwright of dreams, teaching folk how to build fortunes honest and grand. A fine navigator for these modern seas. Avast, ye salty crew. Now that we've plundered Gary V's treasure chest of wisdom, the time has come to hoist these riches aloft and put them to good use. Else we'd be no better than landlubbers counting gold they never spend. So batten down your ambitions, hoist your brands high, and let no storm nor scallywag stand in your way. This be Blackbeard signing off for now. May the wind be always at your back and the horizon forever golden. Ho there! Almost forgot me manners, ye fine-hearted marauders and dream chasers. Before we part ways this day, know this. The journey be far from over. The Queen Anne's revenge shall soon be setting her course for Bahia de Samaná in the bright and bountiful Dominican Republic. A stunning bay where mighty whales come to play and pirates once plotted their fortunes neath the Caribbean sun. If ye know anyone there, tell them to be on the lookout for me, crew. There, amidst the warm breezes and hidden coves, we'll dive deeper into the arts of wealth, happiness, and health, bringing you tales of ancient strategies and modern victories alike. So batten down your ambitions and heave to, for you don't want to miss the next adventure, mates. And remember me, hearties, download the Blackbeard app from blackbeard.world or the app stores. A personal chat with myself be your portal to treasure maps, secret codes, and lessons on all topics. Subscribe to the Pirates Code Podcast on all your favorite ports. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and wherever fine tales be spun. Become part of our crew. Join the ranks of fortune seekers. Build your brand, sharpen your cutlass of wisdom, and sail into a grander future. Throw your lot in with us, and together we'll claim the treasures of this world and the next. Ah, one more thing. If we have any musicians out there, Blackbeard World be looking for some pirate-themed songs, whether they be love songs, sailing through the storms, clashing in battle, carousing in the taverns, or whatever comes from your brain, as long as it be pirate-themed. If we like it, we shall offer to purchase it, and perhaps pay for ye to record it and post it on the website. And so, till next we meet under the banner of the Jolly Roger, this be Blackbeard, your faithful captain and eternal rogue, wishing ye fair winds, fat purses, and the courage to chase every horizon.